When you're brand new to sales, you don't have enough product knowledge to be dangerous. So you tend to ask questions and listen to the answers. That's why new salespeople make sales without a lot of experience or product knowledge. They ask questions and listen. But sooner or later, all of us attend enough sales meetings, read the trades, and absorb a whole lot of product knowledge. Believe it or not, that product knowledge can slow down your sales. Here's why. The trouble with knowing everything there is to know about your product or service is that you will tend to want to tell the customer everything you know about your product or service. And telling someone everything you know is not selling. The solution to many sales problems is asking questions and listening. Assume that you and the customer wouldn't be talking unless the customer knew something about you and your company and had some kind of a need. Years ago, I was in a sales seminar conducted by the great Don Beveridge, and I learned to ask one question that I still use with my customers and teach to my sales team here in Chicago. Here's that question. Would it be a fair question to ask what you already know about blank? Insert your company name or a specific offering in the blank, then listen for the answers. Would it be a fair question to ask what you already know about blank? It might take several minutes for customers to tell you what they already know. They may have some incomplete information, which you can fill in for them once you know what it is they don't know. A very wise man once said, "Be a good listener. Your ears will never get you in trouble." Stephen Covey put it this way in 7 Habits of Highly Effective People: "Seek first to understand, then to be understood." You want to understand what your customers already know and what they want to know. Ask, would it be a fair question to ask what you already know about blank? After you've listened carefully to the answer, you can then ask, are there some specific facts, figures, or information that you're looking for from me? Then you can fill in the gaps. That will save you a lot of time and a lot of talk. This is Chris Lytle. Thanks for being part of the automatic sales improvement process and for listening to this short knowledge bite. Talk soon.